is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content on the website. You can submit different things to the site, stuff that you find online that you think is really interesting, that you think our listeners would enjoy. You submit it to the website, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. And then the most liked will make it to the front page of the site, and then we're more likely to see them and talk about them here on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. Again, our number is 1-800-259-9231. As usual, lots to talk about here tonight. Now, Stephanie, I don't know. Stephanie, by the way, Stephanie Murphy here from Pork Therapy, P-O-R-C Therapy, porktherapy.com. Folks can go and listen to your podcast, which, yeah, go ahead and put a little more plug in for it. What is Pork Therapy?
Oh, thanks. Well, it's a show that's about relationships, and we talk about relationships from a liberty-oriented perspective. And so we've talked about things like reputation and, you know, not hitting children and raising children religious and all kinds of stuff related to that. And so it's really about how to get along with people in a voluntary society and just, you know, That's basically it.
Yeah, and you guys solicit questions from your audience via email, and then they can and then you'll answer them on the air, basically, right?
Yeah, we do have a call-in line, too, although people have been a little bit shy about calling in.
Now, is it like a call-in voicemail kind of line, or is it live during the show?
Well, it's a voicemail line, but we have the capability to use it for, like, a live call-in during a show. So
that's cool.
Yeah, but nobody's taken us up on it. They email us, and they like to anonymize.
It's a little more anonymous
sometimes.
That way, yeah. Especially if you've got some sort of issue going on that you want to be
quiet
about.
Definitely.
So, I'm sure you're happy to field such questions here if you're here on Free Talk
Absolutely.
Live.
Absolutely.
Right?
So I would love it if people call in with their any kind of relationship questions. You know, friends, we were talking about family before, how to communicate liberty to your family.
Oh, it's so difficult.
Yeah.
How have you gone about doing that? I mean, have you had any luck in your because I talked about my mom, but you didn't mention anything about your family.
Well, I mean, I've been of a liberty mindset, I guess, for quite a long time, probably almost 10 years. And I probably, when I started out, I was not very effective at communicating the viewpoints.
Probably true for everybody.
Sure. And, you know, I learned as I went along as well. And so I guess probably because when I started out, I wasn't the best communicator. It wasn't that great at reaching my family. And so they kind of blew me off, didn't take me very seriously. But, you know, as I've matured and as time has gone on, I think my family's been a lot more interested and receptive in what's going on. But they're not hardcore freedom geeks. You know, they don't want to necessarily move to New Hampshire, but they're interested in what I'm doing. And they're interested in learning about the ideas, I guess. And they get some of them inherently. You know, they don't like taxes. Nobody likes taxes, right? I mean, maybe there are
some
few dyed-in-the-wool kind of socialists.
I think the people that are receiving the taxes like them.
Yes, that's probably true, but they don't pay. What I meant to say was that nobody likes to pay taxes.
This is true. Although
almost no,
for the most part, yeah, probably 90%+ people don't.
Yeah.
I mean, having done my share of tax day outreach, I can say that there are the occasional people who will berate you and will essentially be nasty towards you about how it is they love to pay taxes. You know, I love paying taxes. Well, great, you can pay mine then. How about that?
Yeah. I like the thing that some people say about if you like the drug war and you want to pay for it, like, why don't you pay for it? And then, like, the next year we'll put it up for a vote again, and everyone who wants to pay for it can raise their hands and they can pay for it.
I think that some of the people that would claim to like paying taxes, you can usually get them to agree that certain government programs they don't like. So they certainly disagree with some of the things the government does, but I think they rationalize the taxes by looking at the things that government does that they perceive as good. You know, so for instance, healthcare, whatever other programs they might, the environment. They have these kind of ideas of what these things are. Now we might know what the real story is behind them. We might know that the government actually hurts the environment more than it helps it. That the government
biggest polluter is the military, right? I've heard
correct.
That statistic.
It's bigger, according to Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World. The military pollutes more than the top four corporate polluters combined.
Oh wow! But they often protect the corporate polluters too.
Sure, sure. So we might know the truth behind that issue. We might know that the reason why you should be against corporations is not because they're inherently evil, but because they're a creation of the state to allow to essentially protect businessmen from liability for their actions. So there are some things that people look at government and they say, oh, yeah, well, I think that government should do these things, and so therefore I don't mind paying taxes. They'll say that, well, I don't think that the government should be fighting the war in Iraq, but they should be helping sick people. So I don't mind paying taxes. They don't feel good about everything the tax dollars are going toward, but they also don't feel terrible about it either. So they rationalize it based on what they perceive it as being. Of course, we know that in the absence of the government taxation, that these people would be able to allocate their resources accurately. They'd be able to, instead of having however much of their taxes, 50%+ go to the military, because the military is a huge chunk the federal budget, they would be able to take all of that money and give it to some sort of private charity that would also do a better job at taking care of the sick people as well.
Yes.
And so it's communicating those ideas that is obviously the tricky part and kind of what we were talking about earlier.
And I've heard people sort of take different tacks with that. You know, when they get someone who says, well, I like this about the government and what they do, but I don't like this. For instance, I like healthcare, but I don't like the military. I've heard, like, for instance, Ron Paul say, well, you know, I'm not going to attack the government paying for medical research or paying for taking care of sick people. If they could just get rid of, you know, this gigantic military budget, I'd be happy. So some people might be persuaded by that, although I think it's probably not the most consistent approach.
Yeah, it's not striking the root.
Yes. Or you could say something like, well, you know, the government funding research, you know, there are private charities who could do that much better and more efficiently and maybe decide better what the government should, what diseases they should focus their efforts on. And it would be voluntary. You know, you could give money to those charities based on how good they were.
Right.
And based on, you know, when you liked what they were doing versus having it taken you, you know, by taxation, which is forceful.
Well, because when you start digging into the stuff like what the government spends money, we're talking about medical research or any sort of scientific research. When you start digging into that, you might find some things that a lot of people would agree would be important.
Right.
But you'll also find pork, basically. You'll find nonsense where they're investing people's tax dollars in learning about some ludicrous thing that monkeys do. I mean, it might be important to a handful of people, but to the entire populace, they might disagree.
Or heck, maybe something, you know, there's the issues of using stem cells in research and things like that. Maybe
very
some people who don't agree with that on a moral basis, you know, are offended by having to be forced to pay for it.
And that could be your in, right? I mean, to find out what the government does that the person you're talking to on that issue would definitely disagree with and bring that up and say, well, you know, I know you don't agree with the stem cell funding, so maybe you could explain to them how it is that in the voluntary society they wouldn't be forced to pay for things like that.
Yeah, when I'm starting out talking to someone about liberty, I like to say something along the lines of, well, you know, do you think the government is too big, too small, or about the right size?
That's an important question.
A lot of them will say it's too big, but if they don't say it's too big, then, you know,
maybe
I don't waste my time on them.
That's a great qualifier. In fact, that's what I used to do with the World's Smallest Political Quiz, which is something the Advocates for Self-Government put together.
Very cool.
Would give out the World's Smallest Political Quiz to people at public events. And, of course, that for those that don't know, you can go to quiz.freetalklive.com. You can take it. It's a little 10-question survey. 10 issues, and then people mark if they agree or disagree, and then the more they agree, the more libertarian they score, and the more they disagree, the more authoritarian they score. And they can also be a left liberal or a right conservative or in the center. And so I use that as my qualifier for people. Like, if they were authoritarians, then not the best of prospects for the Liberty message. Yeah, nice to meet you. I would actually always offer everyone, no matter what they scored, I'd offer to sell them some information. Like, I had a book, and I had, like, a flyer.
For a quarter, right?
Yeah, they all had a price on them. And believe it or not, I actually sold some books to some authoritarians. So you would think you should just write them off right out the gate. No, I'll give them the chance to learn more, whoever they are.
Sure.
Just, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on them personally. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes. All were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. and enjoy all the features there for free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. The last week's worth are there on the front page of the site. And then when you click into the archives section, you will have access to a few years' worth, all the way back to 2006. And it's all brought to you by HostGator. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder, tools, and templates. And if you enter through our special link, you'll get your first month completely free. So enter through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. That, again, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. As we continue with your phone calls, we will also talk about some what apparently is going to be a very disturbing story, Stephanie, about pregnant women in jail.
Not
babies.
Just pregnant, yeah, women who are giving birth and were restrained against their will.
We'll talk about that. But first, your phone calls. David is on the line in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, David.
I enjoy the show Pork Therapy, too.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, thank you, David.
I heard the one where you're talking about the little kid dressed in a, what was it?
Oh, dressed up like a strawberry.
Exactly. That was the fun
one. Mine.
I heard that, too. It was quite amusing.
Yeah, that was
very amused.
But I was going to ask the officer, it seems to me a lot of police, they seem like they're angry or like they have an attitude or like they everybody's guilty to them or something. When you were like an officer, what did you get from them when you talked to them? Like
Brad Jardis is no longer in the studio.
He left.
He is gone. But you can ask your question to the ether, and then perhaps of them will call in and answer it. But what was the question? When he was an officer, what?
Yeah, I was just wondering how do you know if they have quotas, you know? Because I know a lot of them do have quotas.
They'll never call it that, though.
Yeah, but sometimes the quotas sort of leak out, you know, against their wishes or whatever of the police department.
Yes, but they'll never call it a quota. There's always another term for it. I remember the story that we talked about most recently, and it was probably a few years ago now. I think it was the the Pennsylvania State Police, where they have what they call the departmental average.
Yep.
And so the average...
Oh, and if you were below the average, you got reprimanded, and if you were above, you got some kind of a pay bonus or something.
Yeah, something like that. So it would be an average amount of tickets, for instance, that an officer would give out every week. Or I don't know if it was a weekly average or monthly or whatever it was, but they had an average, and then... Yeah, so it wasn't a quota. Like, there wasn't an actual physical number on a weekly basis that they were nailed down to. But the way that the average thing works is it actually encourages more, right? Because if they're punishing people who are below average, they're trying to encourage them to become above average, meaning that if everybody strives to become above average, more cops will be giving out more tickets, thereby raising the average.
It has nowhere to go but up, actually.
Yeah, right. So actually, a departmental average is worse than an arbitrary quota.
Because I asked the Keene head officer, whatever it's called, I asked him directly when he was on one of those radio shows, and he said, no, there's no quota.
Well, again, it's a true statement if they have a departmental average, right?
Or maybe they don't.
They may not.
It's possible they have nothing of that sort in Keene or whatever.
No, I've looked at the Keene police logs, and again, I'm the first person to compliment the Keene police. I mean, yeah, they're still hurting people and doing the wrong thing, but at least they do the wrong thing a little less often than the average cops. I think a lot of other cops around the country, you can look at their police logs and you can see that they pull a lot of people over and they give them warnings as opposed to give them tickets. And that's one of those discretionary things that a cop can do, and I think that they should do more of.
Right, absolutely.
Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
Unlike what they did with that fellow with the bald tires, which was disappointing to me, and I expressed it on also a radio show.
Right, where you they pulled somebody over as they were coming into Keene, making the move to Keene, and ascertained somehow that they were Free Staters, and then decided to tow their car.
Exact opposite of discretion. Rather punitive.
Was it bumper stickers?
No, I think there was conversation that they
Wow.
They asked them if they were somehow revealed they were coming to Keene, and then so I guess that prompted the officer to ask, "Why are you a Free Stater?" And it wasn't long after that that they chose to tow their car for allegedly having bald tires, but somebody else took a look at them and said they looked fine. The tow operator actually said that
they
looked fine. So.
And is it specifically illegal to have bald tires? I mean, they have the state-mandated inspections where they supposedly, like, look at the tires, but if you're caught between inspections having bald tires, is there a specific law that that person
violated?
There may be, but no one gets charged with it. I mean, I'm a person with very little means, and my tires aren't always perfect, and I've never heard of anyone getting towed for bald tires. That sounds like a singling. To me, that sounds like a singling out and a
targeting.
Yeah, the persecution.
They might as well charge me for, like, showing my ankles on Sunday, right?
Is that one in New Hampshire? They have that
something
one?
Like that.
Hey, thanks, David, for the call tonight. Right, I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Welcome to Keene, citizen. Here's your first ticket.
Nice welcome, yeah.
Not that there are citizens. It's just that's what they think. And you know what I like about what I always found interesting about the police, and I've been meaning to ask them about this. Why do they call everyone subjects?
It seems like it's a legalese kind of term, you know, like it means something different than we think it means, but yeah.
Seems pretty clear to me what it means. I mean, they don't call each other subjects. They're their fellow officers.
That's true.
Right?
They also don't write each other speeding tickets and
professional courtesy, as it is called. But subject is and you're right, you know, it could be a legal term. And I'm sure I can pull up a legal dictionary and find out exactly what the legalese version of it means. But I doubt it's too far off. From the English definition, you're a subject. Well, that means that you're basically a serf, or you're owned by these people. They look down upon you.
Yeah.
If you're a subject, you're not on the same level.
You're inferior, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that gives you some idea of it. And David mentioned the anger that a lot of cops have. And, you know, on one hand, I can't blame them. They do have to deal with some scummy people.
Sure.
So I can't blame them. But I know that when I was working for retail, I was working for the big Kmart when I was younger, between age 16 and 20.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if somebody was angry with you, if a customer came in and was trying to rile you up. And some of them did, you know, when they felt like they got a bad deal, or you know, returning a product or it broke, whatever the reason was, they'd come in and they'd make a scene, or they'd try to get you to respond in an angry fashion. It just wasn't ever appropriate to do that. It just wasn't appropriate to let their attitude infect yours.
Well, you don't want to yell at your customers.
No, certainly not that. But also, you don't want to be infected by any kind of anger.
Yeah.
You don't want to have the angry customer leave, have a good customer come up, and be turned off by you being angry about it. You learn to compartmentalize. If you're going to have words or something with a rude customer, like, okay, well, you need to leave the store, or if they're being really out of control or something like that, you've got to put a smile on your face for the next person that comes up, because they're someone completely different. And so the idea that the cops have been dealing with scumbags all day, and then they have to deal with you, and you're not a scumbag, but they're still being angry at you, is not an excuse for them.
And that must wear on them emotionally, too, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Taking in all that anger.
A lot of them are alcoholics. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems, and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets, and the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com or call toll free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. A lot of features there. We give them all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So head over there and enjoy it, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, everything from silly nonsense to serious issues. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie joining us from Pork Therapy. That's pork with a C, porktherapy.com. Again, we will take your calls about anything, but in the absence of those, we will talk about things that are, hopefully will be interesting to you. And apparently this one is, because it's on the very top of our website right now at freetalklive.com. Is that where you found this this story, or were you
yes.
already aware of it?
No, I found it on freetalklive.com, and thanks to whoever submitted it.
So, thanks to Zeus Legion. In fact, you can...
I know Zeus. He's cool. He helped us edit some audio one time.
Yeah,
thanks,
he's a good
Zeus.
Guy. In fact, Zeus is the man with the voice that you hear on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Oh, very cool.
The very deep kind of radio, gravelly.
Yeah, sort of
voice.
That's awesome.
So do tell, Stephanie, what is this story about?
Okay, so this is from the Chicago Tribune by Colleen Mastoni, and it's called Childbirth in Chains. More than 20 former Cook County inmates have filed suit, say they were handcuffed or shackled during labor. Now, I don't know about you. I mean,
and they were murderers, right? All of them were violent,
no.
Vicious.
No. Probably mostly nonviolent drug offenders, simple possession, stuff like that. I mean, sure, there were probably some murderers in there. I don't really know. Maybe the story will get into it. Let's read
How often do women get caught for murder, right? I mean, because...
Yeah, that's a good question.
you can't ask the question, how often do women kill, because you only know who gets caught for murder.
Sure.
So it seems unlikely that the women that they have in this correctional facility, that many of them are going to be there for murder.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess many of them there for maybe petty theft or prostitution, maybe drug offenses, stuff like that.
And was this I missed it. Was this a women's prison or just jail?
It says Cook County inmates, so I don't know. Maybe the article will
Cook County is likely a jail. If it's if it's got county
jail,
in front
right.
of it, it's likely jail, because usually it's state prison. There's no county prisons anywhere, so.
That makes sense.
These are women who are, if it's a jail, that means that they are in for
less than a year.
Yeah, I think it's pretty standard across the country that jail inmates are there for less than a year. So you are talking about something that is a fairly minor offense.
Yeah, and then later it mentions the sheriff's office. So yeah, it's probably a smaller place. Okay, so here's the story. And the picture, I mean, if you get a chance to check this out, the picture is just very telling. There's a picture of a woman with basically like a single tear running down her cheek, and I feel very bad for her. So, okay. Latiana Walton went through most of her labor at Stroger Hospital with an arm and leg chained to her bed, she remembers. As contractions surged through her body, she could not move or change position to relieve the pain. A Cook County correctional...
Man.
Yeah, I mean...
I can only imagine, right? I can only imagine what that must be like. And every woman that's out there that's ever had a child certainly knows how difficult that kind of a situation would be.
Yeah, absolutely. Or maybe some people are listening who are men, but they've seen wives or sisters or other family members give birth. And it can be pretty painful. I mean, especially the process of labor, it can go on for days sometimes. And, you know, a lot of women find relief from changing position and getting into different positions. There are some people who say that, you know, lying on a bed on your back is not the most natural position for childbirth.
Is that right?
Yeah, and some women stand up or get in all fours or, you know, other things like that.
Some help
with the pain.
Right, some have it in a birthing pool.
Yes, that's right. True. That's some people do that. So these women were not allowed to do any movement at all. They were chained to a bed. So this woman in particular had an arm and a leg chained to the bed. Jeez.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't, if they're going to restrain her, they couldn't just do one arm or something. So at least she can move around. Jeez. Like, talk about no compassion.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
So she says, as contractions surged through her body, she could not move or change position to relieve the pain. A Cook County correctional officer repeatedly refused to remove the restraints, she said, even when a doctor objected, saying that he was unable to administer an epidural. So she couldn't even get an epidural because of this, which is...
Right, because they do that in the back, right?
Yeah, it's pain medicine that's injected into the spinal area. So.
Right, so we can't do the epidural because this cop standing here won't let us unchain this woman to roll her over to administer this.
Yeah, brutal. So she was forced to go without pain medication.
So basically, the doctor in this case, your doctors they've got the Hippocratic Oath where they swear to do no harm.
Do no harm. Basically.
And so this doctor has to stand there idly while he could do something to reduce the harm that this woman is experiencing, that the pain that this woman is experiencing. He's forced by the man with a gun to simply stand there and say, I'm sorry, I can't do anything or else this guy's going to arrest me, basically, right? Because
basically,
I mean,
I'm sure the only reason he couldn't do anything was that he was scared of whoever was there with her from the jail. That's
right.
Really a pity.
Well, I mean, of course, he couldn't unhook the handcuffs anyway. Only the man with the gun could unhook the handcuffs, so it's not like even if the man with the gun left the room, the doctor still couldn't do anything.
Yeah. So she goes on to say in the article, the woman is quoted, I actually said to the guard, where am I going? I'm crying. I'm in pain, recalled Walton, 26.
I mean, if that's what it's about, if it's about keeping her there in the hospital to ensure that she doesn't go somewhere... The man with the gun could just stand in the room, as he clearly was doing.
Sure.
And that should probably be enough to prevent. I mean, if she had wanted to get up and run out, that probably would stop her.
And you know, where, I mean, she's shoot. In labor. Do you think she's going to run around? And,
it's ludicrous.
I don't think she could go too far.
No, absolutely
she's
absurd.
She's having contractions. I mean, if you've seen women who are experiencing labor, like, it's probably kind of difficult for them to even walk. Sometimes they double over in pain when they feel one. So.
Yeah, they're in that bed because they need to be there. There's nowhere else they can be.
Yeah. And then so she said, I'm crying, I'm in pain. And then she said, I'm not going to get up and run out of the hospital. On August 27, 2008, Walton, who had been arrested after she missed a court date on a retail theft charge, became one of an estimated 50 women who give birth every year while in the custody of the Cook County Jail. So she had a retail theft. And, you know, we're not condoning theft. It's wrong, of course. I mean, you know, she should pay restitution to the person that she stole from. She shouldn't be chained to a bed in the hospital while she's having her baby.
Wow. So sick.
Yeah.
So sick. Now, it's, what was it? What kind of theft was it? It was just a...
It says retail theft.
Retail theft.
She also missed her court date.
So it wasn't grand theft, because there's a certain level, having worked
yes.
in retail,
okay.
When I would work with the loss control guy, and so I was kind of aware of how that worked. There's a certain level, probably, and it's probably like this in most states, where there's a certain level of goods and amount that triggers grand theft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... probably in the hundreds of dollars.
Yep.
So if she went in and you know put some clothes inside her shirt or whatever, that's what she likely got charged for, was just taking some
sure.
little stuff. And like you say, it's wrong. And she was caught, and restitution should be paid. This is so far removed. So far removed from the idea of justice.
Yeah. And I wonder how far along she was in her pregnancy when she got, you know, convicted of this. Like, how long has she been carrying that baby and pregnant while in jail?
In jail.
Yeah.
Really not a very pleasant environment for anyone,
yeah.
Let alone a pregnant mother.
Yeah, and you don't exactly get that much medical attention in jail.
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah. So,
and the medical attention, now I'm not going to say that the people that are doing the medical work in jails are all bad people or anything like
oh
that,
no,
but it's the same old story with government where you still don't have the incentives to give the best care
mm-hmm.
Because, well, first of all, they're probably approaching them from the perspective that these are criminals, and so there's a certain level of disrespect there coming from the medical person. They're also, and I'm speculating, there's going to be a wide range. There are probably people that work for jails that do their darn best job they possibly can.
Yeah.
And I know there are people that work for jails that just don't care that much.
And sometimes the COs may say stuff like, oh, well, she's making it up. She's not really in that much pain. And they might not let her see a doctor. So it probably comes from all sides.
We'll come back with more. There's more to the story here. Because... I want to find out what the Sheriff's Department has to say about this.
Ah, yeah, okay. 800-259-9231.
Your thoughts are welcome. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices.
Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org microplant powder will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, if you want to help support the show, one of the ways you can do that is by going to promote.freetalklive.com, and you will get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, into more people's ears on the internet. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com as we continue here. And what is a four-page story, four internet pages, from the Chicago Tribune, and it's the top story right now at freetalklive.com, thanks to listeners like you voting it up and bringing it to our attention. Stephanie, you wouldn't have seen it had it not been there at the top of the website. And it's about women in Cook County, and this is Illinois.
Which I think, does that contain Chicago?
It must.
Yeah.
Women in Cook County who are giving birth while they are in the custody of the Cook County Sheriff's Office in the jail. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not being, and I'm shocked that they aren't actually forcing them, considering how awful they're treating these women. I'm shocked they're even bothering to bring them to the hospital in order to have these babies. I guess that's a good thing. But they're chaining them to the bed. They're shackling their arm, and at least one arm, at least one leg, both, one of each, to the bed. They also, on top of that, are posting at least an armed guard or two in the room with these women.
Sometimes not even female, says the article.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Most, they say preferably female, but sometimes it's not, and that might be embarrassing.
Likely would. So let's continue with the story here. We're not going to get through the whole thing because it's so lengthy, but there are definitely some more things that are worth pointing out here, and it's certainly one of those items that's worth going and experiencing the entire piece. And again, you can see it at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Okay, so to summarize briefly, they're interviewing a woman who has been restrained with one arm and one leg chained to the hospital bed while she was giving birth, and she was in the jail because she had a retail theft charge and missed her court date, and so that's how she ended up there. So the article goes on to say, shackling women during labor is illegal. Illinois became the first state to ban the practice in 1999, and nine other states have followed suit.
But it's more than illegal, but they're still doing it?
Apparently, yes. I don't think they... Maybe they don't know because there's so many tomes and tomes of laws, or maybe they just don't care. But nine other states have followed suit. More than 20 former jail inmates, including Walton, who's the woman who was being interviewed, have filed lawsuits since 2008 against the Cook County Sheriff's Office, which runs the jail, alleging that they were handcuffed by the wrist or shackled by the leg while giving birth. Most of these women, according to their attorney, had been arrested for nonviolent crimes and were awaiting trial. So they hadn't even been found guilty yet. They were just arrested for nonviolent.
It's horrifying.
Cruel and unusual punishment, anyone? I mean, if that's not cruel and unusual, I don't know what is. Giving birth while chained to a bed and not having pain medication?
Twisted.
If you want it, yeah. Yeah, so sad. Last month, U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve granted the litigation class action status, so now they have a class action lawsuit. Do you think that's going to solve the problem? I don't know.
There's a possibility it might. I mean, if they are found negligent or guilty or whatever of not following their own rules,
then
they
taxpayers have to pay, right?
Right. The individuals who are involved will not have any legal responsibility. No one's going to get fired over this. The sheriff's not going to lose his position. If anything changes, they will change the policy. That'll be all that changes. And if that happens, then that's good. But it's a shame that they have to go through this legal process, this stressful. I mean, as though it weren't stressful enough to be in jail and have your baby while you're in jail and be chained to the bed. Then you get to go through the stressful process of going through the legal system and trying to win a lawsuit against the state.
And does the baby just get taken away from them as soon as it's born?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Well,
I wonder what happens
presumably
to the baby. I don't know.
Unless there's unless daddy's around or something like that.
Yeah. So officials at the sheriff's office say their policy follows the law.
Of course it does. And the law is always right. So clearly the law is what's moral, and it's clearly moral to put these women in handcuffs while... I mean, what are you...
No, not really.
So twisted in their justifications. What do they have to say to that?
They say a pregnant woman can be restrained, according to the policy, until a medical official confirms that she is, in fact, in labor. So they're basically using a technicality. You know, labor can start, but until a doctor says, oh, okay, if she's in labor, they take it to mean that they can restrain her. So then they say, when does, quote, labor begin? Our officers aren't trained to know. The state law doesn't say, so we rely on medical personnel to advise us. Steve Patterson, a spokesman for the sheriff's office, wrote in an email. Once a medical person advises us someone is in labor, restraints of whatever sort are removed. Well, that's funny, because the woman that was interviewed in this article, she said she was having contractions while she was chained to the bed. So
not according to the 20-plus former inmates that are filing this lawsuit.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, like, I wonder how long they wait before, you know, getting these women to the doctor to confirm that they're actually in labor. I mean...
Knowing how long they make you, I mean, having been in jail for a short period of time, for about 4 days of my life I've spent there now, I can say that, and the jail I was in was one of the better jails. Mm-hmm. It's certainly not a terrible place, but the bureaucrats just aren't very attentive.
Yeah.
They just aren't. There was a guy who was apparently had some sort of broken leg. He'd fallen while he was in there, and they had him in his own cell, and you know, they seemed to be attending to him.
Yep.
They were in a place where they could see him. If he wanted to get attention, he could flag him down fairly easily. But generally, the bureaucrats, when they say they're going to do something for you, if you manage to, first you have to get their attention, and then if they actually come over to see what you want, then you tell them what you want, and then you just kind of cross your fingers and hope that that particular bureaucrat will still be there in a few hours, and they'll actually accomplish what it is they, you know, have set out to allegedly do for you. Sometimes they just don't come back.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's not a big deal when you're asking for a pencil and a piece of paper, but it's a big deal when you're pregnant and you're, you know, going through childbirthing pains.
Yeah. So the plaintiff's attorneys argue that the restraints were, in his client's cases, removed too late or not at all. He contends that sheriff's officials interpret labor as the movements immediately before birth.
Oh, God.
I wonder how many women in the audience are listening to that and cracking up.
Ludicrous. I mean labor can last for days, right? I mean,
yes. My mother said she was in labor for 2 days with me before I popped out.
It's just so absurd. And if they're going to post a guard there, you would think that would be sufficient. Yeah. Nobody's going to run out of the jail. Nobody who's in jail for petty theft, like this woman was,
yeah,
is going to get up and make an escape out of the hospital to get away from a petty theft charge. I mean,
yeah.
You know what that's going to result in if you could possibly get away.
Oh, but she missed her court date, so she's a flight risk.
Is that right?
That's probably what they say.
Yeah.
I don't agree, but...
It's just absurd.
Yeah. Okay. So the article goes on. You know, it's pretty lengthy. We only have a couple of minutes left. But I wanted to make sure we read a quote that's on the second page from this woman. She says...
Is this a different one or the same one?
No, this is Walton,
okay.
The same woman. In Walton's case, she did not get an epidural, and the guard agreed to remove the leg shackle only 10 minutes before she gave birth to her son, Darian,
wow.
She said. The handcuff remained
compassionate
on...
Compassionate man.
Oh, yeah. The handcuff remained on through the delivery, and the leg shackle was replaced immediately after the birth, she said. I couldn't push the placenta out because I couldn't position my legs, Walton said.
I'm sorry, go ahead with a quote, then.
It is not fair to treat a person like this. I did a crime, but I'm not willing to be treated like a dog. I was treated like I wasn't human. Just let that sink in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. Can you imagine also, usually when you have the baby, at least they do this in the movies, they let you hold the baby, right?
Yeah.
She's got one hand shackled to, how are you going to hold your baby?
Yeah.
And I guess you could do it with one arm or something like that, but
yeah,
a mother I would think would want to hold her baby with both arms and, you know, hold it close and
yes,
and I doubt
wrap
that she was able to do that either.
Yeah,
did they send the guys? I just wondered, the sheriff's deputies that are going to these things, that are the guard, the armed guards in the room. Did they send all the guys that don't have wives with kids? I mean, that have never been through this before, so they don't have any idea of the humanity that is necessary to engage in this process of childbirthing. You would think that a lot of these guys have kids. I imagine they do.
Yeah,
it's just that when they get into this job. And we've seen this with the different studies that have been done on jails and guards and mm-hmm. the guards and the inmates.
Oh, the Milgram study and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Stanford Prison Experiment was one of them where you put somebody who's otherwise a caring, compassionate person in this role of power, mm-hmm. in this role where they have control over people's lives, and they move toward becoming sadistic. So it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of these guys had been through childbirthing with their own wives, and you know they wouldn't have ever. And can you imagine what they would think if their wife was being, if the doctor said, all right, so we need to chain your wife down now.
Oh,
they
yeah.
would be ballistic about that.
It's amazing that they can compartmentalize these prisoners like that.
Yep, and
we got it right.
Out of time. More tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.